2WI. This is KC2WI. Anybody doing the Black River Valley service net? Okay, this is KC2WI assuming net control for the Black River Valley service net. This net meets at 9 o'clock every evening on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater 146.655. Repeater is located on Jackson Hill, southwest of Boonville. This is an open net. Any and all amateurs are encouraged to check in. If you have any emergency traffic, break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Over. This is KC2WI's Black River Valley service net. Do we have any portable battery-powered or mobile stations? Over. This is KC2WI. Do we have any Echolink stations? Over. This is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley service net. And any check-ins, stand by for a second till I clear this HF net here. KC2WI. This is KC2WI, net control for the Lewis County, the Black River Valley service net. And the guy I'm talking to here is pretty long-winded on HF. So stand by it for a second, anyone who'd like to check into the Black River Valley service net. Get back to you in a second. KC2WI. KC2WI looking for check-ins for the Black River Valley service net. Any station anywhere. Over.
WA to you.
WA to you, KC2WI.
Good evening, Pete. WA to you. Good evening to everybody else who's out there listening on this Sunday evening. Boy, 64 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir, so it's amazing. About what the temperature was a couple days ago during the daylight hours, so kind of interesting. Had a good evening last night. Kathy and I listened to a lot of CDs, a lot of music. Dove into our library of music. I've got it down to a system when I take a CD out. I cut wood that are identical to the size of a jewel case, so I just pop it in a spot that really helps to facilitate putting things back where they belong. So we listened to a lot of music and really enjoyed that. I thought I heard a couple of claps of thunder, but you never can tell up here. It could be someone with a lot of people up around the lake really enjoy their fireworks. If there's some reason to do the fireworks, they're all into it. And let's see, I was listening to another net earlier this evening. I guess the Tompkins County group has a ham fest next weekend. I would imagine they're talking, it's on 146.97, 146.97, which is tied to, probably a dozen repeaters up in Remsen, in fact, 145.33. So I'll turn it back over to you, and I guess you had a good time up by, was a distance from the radio. You were talking about the 72 Chew get together. I wonder if Kevin made it up there. I haven't talked to Kevin a long time. WA2ISC. I wonder if he made it up in his little sports car. WA2 back to now.
KC2WI. No, he was not there. I think he was there last year and the year before. But no, he wasn't there. Maybe the threat of rain, the forecast kept the people away. There was attendance was down a little bit, and also it may have seemed to some degree that there was less people because we were in a pavilion. A really, really nice place. I mean, you could have had 50 people there and not be really crowded. Well, 50 inside had been a lot, but But it was really nice. And but I got the feeling that the weather forecast scared some people away, especially if they didn't know that we were going to have the pavilion. So it was a little bit light. I came back from that thing with enough hamburgers for the rest of the month and a, you know, halfway into next month, I think, and rolls and stuff. I mean, it was, you know, well, we can't keep the stuff, and people were, you know, please take it. And so I ended up, was going to take a little, and then, well, nobody else touched it. Well, I'm not going to, you know, it's like all these things happen this way. But it never rained. It was just, you know, you could hardly even call it a sprinkle. And it was warm. When I left at like 7 o'clock and drove past some sign with a temperature, it said 72. I went up there prepared with a raincoat and, you know, sweatshirts, polypropylene, you know, water, not non-absorbing things, figuring, you know, whatever. And it was a t-shirt, shorts, and flip-flops weather the whole time. It really, it was on the way home, it was that way, and I woke up this morning and it was that way. I never had any rain until I got to Carthage. I stopped quickly in the Price Chopper to get a little bit of fruit and stuff for breakfast. I walked out, got in the car, and I heard some raindrops. I said, oh, here it comes. Probably within a few miles down the road, I had the wipers turned off and the road was dry. And it kind of did that all the way in through. And if I had not stopped at Carthage, I would have gotten home and had everything out of the car and been in the house before it rained. As it was, you know, I just pulled into the driveway and it started raining pretty hard. And it rained, you know, last night, but I don't know how much it rained here. It rained pretty steady, but my impression was that we didn't get all that much. When I was on the way home, north of Lowellville, off to the west, you know, there was lightning and stuff that I saw, but I never really heard any of that, you know, thunder and lightning kind of here. So I don't know. Maybe I just fell asleep and that was it. And I woke up this morning, it was, you know, they had the windows open and that. I woke up this morning, it was 65, and the lows was 64, and it got up to 78 today, so I thought it was going to be a crummy day and rainy and all that, but, you know, the sun was in and out. Finally, after lunch, I said, no, you know what, it's pretty warm. It's warmer outside than inside. It's more pleasant anyway, you know, especially when the sun's out. I'm going. I went over to the Moose River and hiked up the river, went for a swim, and it felt like a summer day. Oh, you know, not a hot summer day, but it was warm. The water was tolerably, you know, cool. I came back. I felt like I was outside, you know, in a summer day here. I got, you know, I didn't get sunburned, but there was enough sun that, you know, you could tell you're out in the sun and all that. And the rain must have been a warm rain, because I don't think the river, I think the river was even warmer than when I did it, when I went over there on Friday. So anyway, that's the scoop on the screen.
Oh, it actually went on WATU. It went up to 65. So it's 65 here now. Interesting.
Yeah, it's 69 outside. It's 77 inside. I mean, I've got, you know, I don't have every window open like I would have in the middle of the summer, because I had them closed when it was getting cold, but pretty much, you know, front door, back door, they're open, just the screens. And it's not getting cold. I was just about around 7:45 or so, 7:30. I was like, well, I'm going to go outside. It's really nice. I'll go for a walk, and I get a few more things and a few more things. And just about when I stepped out, it started to sprinkle a little bit, and I figured, oh, it's going to rain, but it just was a little bit. Forecast says rain, you know, pretty definite tonight again, and then cloudy tomorrow but warm, and then Tuesday looks nice and Wednesday looks nice. And not all that cold at night, you know, until the end, towards the end of the week. So, you know, in a way, it'd be good if it just changed, because I keep putting off work here, you know, saying, oh, this is the last summer day, got to go out. But I think pretty soon that's really, it really is going to be.
Okay, I think I heard a couple claps of thunder, so I'm going to go and unplug things. Before it gets much closer. We'll chat with you tomorrow, whatever. It was good seeing you the other day and a few other people that showed up, so had a blast. KC2WI, WA2, unplugging things.
That's interesting, John, because it's dead quiet here. I don't even hear any static crashes on HF. 73, this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for additional check-ins. Over. This is Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for additional check-ins. Any station, anywhere. Over. This is KC2WI. Makes this the last call for check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net. Over.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. John was just on. He said he heard some thunder, so he's going to disconnect everything. But boy, it's dead quiet here, and I'm listening on 40 meters. I don't even hear any static crashes, so I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've got thunder and lightning and rain here in Boonville. We have 67 degrees. It was coming down pretty good about 5 minutes ago. It's kind of tapering off now. But I'm on the portable, so I'm not worried about it. And today, checked out the car show in Boonville at the fairgrounds, and like you said, I think turnout was a little low because of the threat of bad weather, but all in all, it turned out to be a wonderful day.
Oh, yeah, it was, you know, it was kind of iffy and sunny and cloudy, and maybe it was going to rain. I said, well, you know what, it's a perfect day to go swimming. You know, it's a perfect day. It's going to be wet anyway, so what's the difference? It's, in the mid to upper 70s, so what? And that's why I'm glad I did it. I look at the radar. Boy, there's big, down like in Binghamton and down there, it's a massive storm. And then here, there's looks like a pretty good one right over. Oh, now it's right at the border of. I can't tell. It's right at the St. Lawrence Herkimer. I guess that's Lewis whatever. And then yeah, you're in the. I think the massive part of it is just below you, looks like. Well, yeah, I think that's people just probably decided, it's not going to be that great. I thought about going down there, but I was getting some work done in the morning, so I said, no, I'm just going to keep working, and that was the plan, but it got quite warm, I said, well, I'm going to take a break and go out, which I think was a good decision. It was really nice, you know, extending summer a little bit. Well, I'll have to get a hold of you sometime and talk some more about cars. I know I got to get something. But anyway, I'm getting spoiled driving my mother's Passat. I really like that car, but, you know, I got to have some utility, so I wouldn't get something like that. But, boy, it sure is nice to drive. I mean, you know, it handles good, and it's got the turbo, and if you want to, you know, pass somebody or whatever, you just do it. So it's a pretty nice car.
Yeah, they are. But, again, I think that almost all of the SOTs now are automatic. I haven't seen a stick shift the SOT in a while. Although they do make it in a wagon, which is kind of nice. And they also do make it in a, in what they call four motion, all-wheel drive.
Yeah, well, this is a 2003, so, you know, and it's in really nice shape. No, I'm still sort of hoping that maybe I will come across, or you will come across or something. And they got to be out there. They're pretty rare. I know the compasses are made with manuals. How many people ever buy them, I don't know. I was talking to Bill Hooper, and he said, yeah, but probably all the people that got the sticks don't want to part with them, you know. So that may be the case. I don't know.
Well, no, there are fewer and fewer every year being made. And again, a lot of times it's, like we said before, it's the sports cars. Anybody with a truck nowadays, especially if they have multiple drivers, they want an automatic. They don't want to have to put a clutch in because they got a new driver that doesn't know how to shift.
Yeah, I don't know. It just was always second nature to me, I guess. Well, you know, I learned on a little Yamaha, you know, mini enduro, I guess. No, I actually, well, I didn't really, I can't say I really learned on my father's Volkswagen. He had a square back or something back in the, when I was a little kid, and, you know, I never drove it, but he used to have me shift it, so, I mean, that really wasn't coordinated with a clutch and everything, but I got the idea, pretty early, so, yeah, well, keep your eye out, let me know. I kind of like the compass. I probably should have bought that one, but like I said, I'm getting spoiled with that Passat. So, you know, I kind of like the idea of something a little bit maybe bigger or a little more power. I don't know if that Outback fits that, but I got to find somebody that has a couple of different vehicles that I can not drive, at least sit in, you know, before I do that. And, spend a little more money. So that's kind of where I'm headed. And even if I got to go up and, you know, go to the Subaru dealer and, you know, pretend like I'm interested in a car or something.
Yeah, well, definitely wouldn't want to buy you something that you haven't already sat in, make sure you fit in it. That's for sure. The Outbacks have a lot of room. It's just that they're very rare in a stick shift, and in a three-year-old lease termination, they're going to be close to $20,000.
Well, keep your eyes open. You know, let me know if something comes up. By the way, I'm curious. Did you ever probably didn't bother ever looking at those matrixes? Can you look up and see what they sold for, just out of curiosity? Is that a record that you have access to?
Yes, it is. And we were right in the ballpark. The rougher ones went for less, and the nicer ones went for, you know, in the 7 to 8 range.
Yeah. Always interesting to know that for reference. I mean, you know,
I got a few more matrices this week. I sent you the list about an hour ago. I think out of all of them, though, I think there's only one worth bidding on. One of them said severe smoke odor. One of them, same one from last week, I had, I didn't send you that list, but one that looked good last week ended up having all sorts of roof damage that wasn't disclosed on the condition report. And so needless to say, I wasn't going to bid on that.
Roof damage, like a tree fell on it or something?
No, like they used it to strap ladders up there or something like that. It was literally, you know, right through the paint, scratches and gouges and dings and dents.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, the price is right. Probably not something you want to deal with, but, you know. Well, okay. I'll take a look at your email. I haven't been on there. I've been yakking with a guy on 40 meters for a while here. It's actually, like I said, you said there's lightning and John. I don't hear anything. I hear no static crashes, nothing. It's really quite quiet. It's interesting. And well, I can't see outside, but as far as I can tell, it's pretty much dead calm. I can't tell if there's any breeze. I've got the windows and all are open. So it must be all, you know, just south. And that's kind of what the radar looks like, actually. All right, Ray, I'll let you go, and just in case there's anybody else here, I'll make another call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any other check-ins or comments or anything, KC2WI. All right, we'll make this a final call for check-ins or comments, Black River Valley Service Net. Hearing none, this is KC2WI, now close the Black River Valley Service Net, and return to the repeater to other amateur use. Thanks, John and Ray, for checking in, and that is now closed. KC2WI out.
Is the repeater in use? Ten, which is part of the national traffic system, meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Formal written traffic is routed in and out of Oneida and surrounding counties. All stations are welcome. When checking in, transmit this is, and then please pause and listen to avoid doubling, then rekey and continue with your call sign, adding the word traffic if you hold any for the net. Net control for this satellite session is Kilo Delta 2 Hotel Kilo Bravo. My name is Matt, and I'm located in Sherburn, New York. Stations 4 Octen. Come now, please.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Hey, if I could, I'd just like to confirm the first call sign. Was that November 2 Whiskey Bravo X-ray? I also acknowledge KC2NBU. Again, first station, was that November 2 Whiskey Bravo X-ray?
That is affirmed, November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray.
Alrighty, thank you, sir. I wanted to make sure I was correct. Yeah. For further stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. All right, I'll go ahead and make this my final call unless something else is heard. This is KD2HKB for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Not 10, which is currently being held on the 145.17 repeater. Looking for any further stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. Final call. With nothing further heard, this concludes the... ...PM on the 145.17 repeater. Net manager is Jack, KA2ZNZ. Assistant net manager is Mark, KB2ZZ. We'd like to sincerely thank all the stations who checked in this evening and hope to hear you all again tomorrow night. We'd also like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for the use of this repeater, as well as thank Jeff, KD2AIT, for the use of his Echolink node. It is all very much appreciated. This is KD2HKB. I'll be clear and returning to the 170-73L.